Japan's stock market closed today at its lowest level in 16 years, following the plunge in U.S. markets yesterday. The Nikkei led other Asian markets lower, along with European markets. Wall Street was reacting to more bad news about technology earnings. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down more than 60% since its high last March. Other major indexes also fell sharply. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that the confidence and optimism that pervaded the market 18 months ago have given way to anxious uncertainty.
Each time it seems technology stock prices can't get any lower, they drop down some more. Yesterday's sell-off took place after Cisco Systems, which makes computer networking equipment, issued a profit warning, becoming the latest in a long string of technology giants to do so. Not only did the company announce layoffs, it also said weak U.S. demand for its products could spread overseas. That happened on Friday. Over the weekend, there was more bad news about Japan's stagnant economy, and that only sapped investor confidence more, says Hank Herman, chief investment officer at Waddell & Reed.
The Japanese have substantial investments in the equity and bond markets in the United States. If their financial condition continues to deteriorate, there's a chance that they may bring money back to Japan, which would put additional pressure on our market.
Yesterday, the Swedish mobile phone maker Ericsson said it would lose money this quarter. All this bad news sent stock prices falling, and the trickle of stock selling became a flood as the day wore on. Some 320 stocks traded on the Nasdaq exchange hit new lows. Blue chip stocks such as General Electric, Disney, and Microsoft were all down considerably. By the end of the day, both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index were down more than 4% each. The S&P has now fallen almost 25% and is inescapably in bear market territory. Herman says what happened yesterday is part of a steady erosion of confidence in the market as investors come to grips with the fact that prices may not rebound as quickly as they used to.
The sentiment now is pretty darn negative. I think that the psychology has been deteriorating for a while, but behavior didn't follow psychology. But here at this point in time, people are starting to behave in line with the way they're feeling, which is pretty grumpy.
And for now, it seems nothing has succeeded in restoring confidence to the market, not even the Federal Reserve. The Fed cut rates twice last January, touching off a market rally. But the rally didn't last, in part because a third rate cut that was widely expected to be announced in February failed to materialize, according to Eugene Peroni, managing director of Nuveen Investments.
The Fed has not yet acted a third time to reduce rates, and many are watching to see if they'll do that and by how much they will lower rates. The fact that the Fed did not act ahead of the March 20th meeting put buyers on hold, and that's, I think, what the market is most struck by here now.
The Fed is again expected to cut rates at its meeting next week, but it's not clear whether the cut will be big enough to ease investor fears. As the disappointing earnings statements from companies such as Intel and Dell pile up, the seemingly endless confidence that investors once had in the markets has taken a hit. Even if stocks stop falling, investors may be a lot more reluctant to rush back into the market than they once were, and that means it could be some time before prices really start to rise again. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.